A person from OPM said the American people want to know that there's a merit system and that we're following merit system principles. And my response was, no. The American people don't care about that. The American people care that airplanes don't fly into buildings.
Jeff Neal, the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security, says that encounter during a meeting with someone from the Office of Personnel Management and congressional staff over hiring encapsulates his frustration over what he considers an insularity that keeps OPM from truly understanding federal agencies and their varied missions. The tension between OPM and the Chief Human Capital Officers emerged as a top issue in a recent survey of CHICOs done by the Partnership for Public Service.
You know, the merit system principles are our abiding principles, and I don't really have much more from my perspective and my role with the CHICO Council to comment on Jeff's remark.
Catherine Medina is Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council at OPM, and though she was at the partnership to hear the criticism leveled by Neal, she chose not to respond directly to that criticism. But Medina's predecessor running the CHICO Council during the Bush 43 administration, John Salamone, senior consultant with Federal Management Partners, says Neal's frustration with an OPM staffer over his agency's mission is part of an inevitable tension between mission-driven federal agencies and OPM, which is charged with defending merit system hiring principles. To back that claim, he says all you have to do is look back at one DHS agency in its early days.
When I was on the Hill working for Senator Voinovich, thinking back to the very early days of when the Transportation Security Administration was stood up, that agency was asked to hire, train, and deploy about 50,000 screeners in 1 year. That is an unbelievably daunting task for an agency, for a federal agency, and for even a private sector company. And I would say I challenge anybody to find a private sector company that was able to do what TSA was able to do within a one-year time frame. But let me just say that there were a very small number of screeners that were hired who had criminal backgrounds and were subsequently let go. And let's keep in mind that we have a merit system principle that says all employees should maintain high standards of integrity, conduct, and concern for the public interest. If you're hiring someone that has a criminal background, is that a violation of that merit system principle?
Also coming to the defense of OPM, Dr. Ron Sanders, now with Booz Allen Hamilton. He's the former CHICO with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and former chair of the Federal CHICO Council. He believes that the tension between agency mission and OPM's merit system is a natural thing.
I don't think, Max, that the two are mutually exclusive. I think you can support the mission and support merit principles at the same time. Now, there is a healthy tension, and I can tell you this. As you know, I spent several years at OPM. I came to OPM from the Internal Revenue Service, and after a long stint with the Defense Department, with a similar sort of focus, that OPM ought to be about the mission. And one of the things I learned in my time at OPM is that the merit principles are also, in my view, vitally important. There is a healthy tension there. I'll underscore the word healthy. There should be a dynamic relationship between mission on one hand and merit on the other, with OPM and agency CHICOs squarely in the middle trying to reconcile the two. And I think that's one of the most interesting aspects of being a Chief Human Capital Officer or being on the OPM staff, trying to chart that course, trying to resolve and reconcile that healthy tension.
Another issue addressed in the Partnership CHICO study deals with CHICO concerns that some of the federal HR workforce isn't adequately equipped to handle the rigors of revamping the federal hiring system.
That is the number one important issue on that chart.
Salamone says it's all a matter of priorities.
The biggest issue is that the federal government really needs to invest and nurture the HR workforce the same way that the CIO, the acquisition community, and the CFO communities have invested in their workforce.
The issue of the HR profession needing more training, we're addressing that specifically with a joint project between the Chico Council and OPM called the HR University.
OPM's Catherine Medina says plans are afoot to address the training issue for federal HR specialists.
The Chico Council is leading this because they feel that there is a gap between the needs of the current HR profession and the current skills and capabilities of the HR workforce. And this is not something new. I've read many reports on it over the years. The Chico Council has discussed this for quite a while, and this year we decided to put it front and center as one of our strategic goals. And I'm extremely pleased with the work that our working group has done on this. Early reports indicate we may be able to show some deliverables on this by the end of this year, which would be enormous.
What can you share with us right now about how this is going to shape out? What's the HR University going to be?
What we're trying to do, Max, is get something out there that represents what the Chico Council and what federal HR leaders are talking about. Where the gaps are. So what we're talking about is developing a framework that says these are the curriculum that we feel address the core competencies of the HR profession in the federal workforce. Once we have that framework, we're going to start to identify what agencies are out there doing this sort of training now. How do we capture best practices? How do we share across agencies?
Medina says the Chico Council hopes to have more details on how the HR University will operate in the context of resolving this issue surrounding the federal HR workforce before the end of this year. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.